Protesters gathered outside the University of Alaska's Consortium Library this afternoon to protest an informational discussion going on inside on the proposed Pebble Mine. Over the next few months, Keystone, a Colorado-based company, is hosting a series of workshops on the development of the Pebble prospect, but many Alaskans are opposed to the development due to its feared impact on the environment. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
A noisy group gathered outside in biting wind and falling temperatures to call attention to what was going on inside UAA's library. In traditional protest fashion, they waved homemade signs and chanted slogans.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Pebble Mine has got to go. Hey, hey.
In general, most were fishermen who work the Bristol Bay salmon fishery or Alaska natives from the state's southwest region.
My name's Lindsay Bloom from Juneau, fish in Bristol Bay. I'm happy to tell the public that we're protesting the Keystone process.
Keep talking to all your friends, get on Facebook, get on all those social sites, and let everybody know about Pebble, you know, what the size of it is, what it entails, how the damage is going to be done.
That's Wasilla fisherman Mark Neaver. Kimberly Williams works for the nonprofit Nunamta Alukastai, a nonprofit organized by 8 village corporations in the Bristol Bay area, which opposes Pebble.
The Keystone process, which is paid for by the Pebble Partnership, is a process that is not fair. It's because it is paid for by Pebble.
But John Shively, Pebble Partnership CEO, said the protesters may have done better to step inside and get some factual information.
I've always said people should be concerned. We are in a sensitive area, so I don't have a problem with that. I don't think it's right that people try to shut the project down before we've even had a project to propose to people. And then it's sort of amusing to me that people would come to a university and protests the providing of information to people. I mean, that's what universities are for.
Keystone has brought in a panel of experts to discuss various aspects of large-scale mining.
They have brought in people from basically around the world to talk about what people should expect in this day and age if you're going to have a large mine. Now, that's not specific to Pebble. This is just about mining in general.
Shively defended the project, saying many Alaska villages are dying for lack of employment. He said even if the necessary permits are obtained, Pebble development is years away. Years away or not, Nunamta Alukastai is suing the State Department of Natural Resources over the initial permits allowing Pebble exploration efforts to go forward.
A mine in this place is not appropriate. We have an industry from fish that's a renewable resource that comes back every year. It's fed generations, and it will continue to do because it's managed properly. And we don't want to jeopardize that. We don't want any risk to that fishery.
Hearings in that lawsuit begin next week in Anchorage. I'm Ellen Lockyer.